WMFO.org. So do you remember in that moment where you heard Stone Roses for the first time, do you remember what it was that grabbed you, like, immediately? What did you say to yourself when you heard that?
I think it was kind of a brand new genre for me, you know?
Yeah.
And just that, the guitar sound and just everything about it was new.
Yeah.
You know? I was listening to, like, NXS and, you know, that kind of vein. And so it was totally different.
Yeah. So for me, a band that was like that was The Charlatans when they came out with The Only One I Know. And up until then, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but up until then, I thought indie music meant from India. And, you know, like, somebody was like, oh, you're listening to The Charlatans, that's a great indie band. And I was like, no, they're from England. They're not from India. No, it's fine. All right, so those are the four songs that we picked out. For me, Don't Go from Yaz was a big deal. And Vince Clark, I've continued to enjoy his music over the years. And then Husker Du. You know, when Husker Du, when 1984, when you think about what was on the radio, it was just like pop garbage, right? Top 40, whatever. And I can remember putting that on and being freaked out by it, by the sound of that album, Zen Arcade. Freaked out by how angry it was, freaked out by, like, the sort of grinding sound of the guitars and the shouting. And it had a weird quality to the recording. It sounded very tinny and metallic to me. And it still does, but I love it. All right, let's keep going. We have a little bit of a honky-tonk set coming up here. We're going to kick it off with Champaign, Illinois by the Old 97s here on WMFO.
Fields in the distance, and that's the last big one. After that comes judgment. Oh, and judgment will be swift. You will be eliminated, but here's a parting gift. Oh, if you die fearing God and painfully employed, no, you will not go to heaven. You'll go to Champaign, Illinois. No, you will not go to heaven. You'll go
producing better modern sound and country music.
I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire that I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle, spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time, he showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God is there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend. Says my son, it's all been done. Someday you're gonna wake up old and gray. Go and try and have some fun, showing warmth to everyone. You meet and greet, cheat along the way. There's a gateway in our minds that leads somewhere out there, far beyond this place. We're reptile aliens made of light, cut you open, pull out all your pain. Tell me how you make illegal something that I'll make in our brain. Some say you might go crazy, then again it might make you go insane. Every time I take a look inside that old fable book, blinded and blinded of pain caused by some old man in the sky. Marijuana, LSD, psilocybin, DMT, the option, we ask. Love's the only thing that ever saved my life. So don't waste your mind on nursery rhymes, fairy tales of blood and wine. There's turtles all on the way down the line. So to reach their own till we go home, further realms our souls must roam. To and through
empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day. A gal in Pekin, she's a good old gal, okay. Oh, she's sitting there waiting by a window fan on a long hot summer day. For every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day. And consommé and a fruit job for
never get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long, hot summer day. And forever day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off.
Turnpike Troubadours, Long Hot Summer Day on WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I kind of wish it was a long, hot summer day today. High of 20 or something today. That was from their album Diamonds and Gasoline. Before that, we heard Sturgill Simpson with Turtles All the Way Down. And at the top of that set, we heard Champaign, Illinois by the Old 97s. This is Rick. I'm here with Eric, and we are filling in for Mike on the mic, who's usually here 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings. He's just bumped his slot back a little bit, so stick around. Be sure to be here at 9 when Mike gets on the mic. In the meantime, we are here chatting. That was a little bit of a honky-tonk sort of set. I think, Eric, you and I are big fans of all three of those musicians. Okay, I was lying in bed last night. I was thinking about the playlists for today. And I was wondering, and this is the kind of thing, you know, it's like 3 in the morning and your mind is drifting. I was wondering if there was going to be a fight in a parking lot between Sturgill Simpson and his band, the Old 97s, and Turnpike Troubadours. Who are you putting your money on to win that melee?
Sturgill.
I'm going down. Sturgill 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. Right? You get the feeling that guy could just put a beating on on somebody, right? Yeah. Old 97s would just fold, right?
They take off.
They take off. And you've seen Old 97s way back.
Yeah, you know what? I saw them on, I think it was their first tour, if you want to call it that.
Wow.
It was in St. Louis at a little bar called the High Point, and upstairs they would have bands you've never heard of playing. Uh-huh. You pay $3 to see them, and just happened to go up there, and they were amazing. Like, the energy coming off of them, and they were just in 100%.
And what,
it was amazing.
What year are we talking, roughly?
Oh man, I don't even know.
Yeah,
like 93, maybe.
Wow. Okay, 94. Way back.
Like way back. Yeah.
So they must have been 20s? Were they in their teens? Were they 20s?
Yeah, maybe even wow. I might be wrong on that, but yeah. Because they were young.
Yeah.
And just wiry and up there. But no joke, like the energy was insane.
That's
it was
funny.
Infectious. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Fell in love like immediately.
That's amazing. That would be so, that I, you know, right? That's one of those moments. You were lucky to be there.
Yeah, and you know what? There was, you know, a handful of people up there. Like, just nobody. It was like Thursday night or whatever. Like, nobody knew.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going here. Eric and I have been talking about, we're running partners. We've been talking about some tunes that make us think of running. Again, Eric's taste is very different from mine. So we're going to play a couple songs here that Eric, when I brought up running, Eric immediately thought of these songs, and I'm not sure what the connection is, but he seemed to make them. So we've got some Clash here immediately, and then we're going to segue into some Belle and Sebastian. So stick around, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5, streaming live on WMFO.org. Enjoy.
Cemetery wall, the black car of the Guardian. quiero ir bendito. Yo te cuero, oh my god, I thought. Yo te quiero ir bendito. Yo te cuero, oh my god, I thought. Spanish weeks in my disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill. They wore the black one after they died it for Mockingbird Hill. Back from the buses, went up in flashes, the Irish too, drenched in blood. Spanish bombs shattered the hotels, a senorita's nose was nicked in the bar. Spanish bombs, yo te quiero infinito, yo te quiero, oh my corazón. Spanish bombs, yo te quiero infinito, yo te quiero, oh my corazón.
She had to pose for life with all the stars in the bar. She did didn't feel funny, she didn't feel bad. I'm dealing away everything she had. She had the grace of a Neil, sleek and stout. As the shadows played tricks on the girl in the dark. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the graveyard. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the graveyard. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the graveyard. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the graveyard.
Belle and Sebastian, going back a ways to Wrapped Up in Books from 2003, Dear Catastrophe Waitress. Before that, we also heard Suki in the Graveyard by Belle and Sebastian from The Life Pursuit from 2006. I'm Rick. I'm here with Eric. I asked Eric what music made him think about running, and he immediately went to Belle and Sebastian and The Clash, which, you know, both great bands, kind of different vibes, I gotta say.
Yep.
Suki in the Graveyard, it does have that kind of sort of neck-snapping beat to it, and I can see...
It's the hook.
Yeah, you can be out on the road, and you've got that looping in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, good
rhythm
to go to.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah. wrapped up in books, maybe not so much. But that was my Belle and Sebastian pick. That's one of my favorites by them. Again, this is Rick and Eric. We're filling in for Mike on the mic, who will be in about half an hour. He's taking the 9 to 11 slot. So if you're a regular Mike listener, and I know he has a lot of long-time listeners, I hope you'll be back at 9 or stick around until 9 to hear him then. We're delighted to be filling in for him here this morning on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming on WMFO.org. Okay, so Eric, I've got a set here that maybe you didn't see coming. I've got a couple Lemonhead songs. I've got a cut from Come On, Feel the Lemonheads that didn't make it onto the album back in the day. It's been released as kind of a part of a deluxe reissue of that album. And I don't know if you knew this, Eric, but Evan Dando is putting out new music under the Lemonheads.
Oh, really?
He's got a brand new single that I'm going to play for you now. So brace yourself.
All right.
All right. But first, here's He's on the Beach from the Lemonheads on WMFO.
Toast to me. And you're sitting stoned alone. All your junked up friends have gone, and they try to bend your mind. They find you hard to define. High, high. Roll up, roll down the seas once more. Listen, I'm talking to you. These things will never be explained. And the earth spins slower, closer with you.
Second Grade, Teenage Overpopulation, from their album Easy Listening. That's a fave of mine. I think it's one of yours too, Eric, a recent fave. It's kind of fun there at the end, at the outro, to try to listen, see if you can recognize the names that they're shouting out. I recognize Greta Thunberg, Phoebe Bridgers. I think he calls out Aaliyah, which is kind of a weird, right? Weird person to call out in a song like that. But anyway. I'm Rick. I'm here with Eric on WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming on WMFO.org. We are filling in for Mike on the mic. He'll be in from 9 to 11 today, so if you're a regular listener of his, stick around. He will be here. In the meantime, Eric and I are really pleased to be able to take this slot here this morning. Before second grade, we heard the latest single from Evan Dando, recording as the Lemonheads. That was called Seven Out. What did you think, Eric? Yeah. It was fine, right? It's fine?
Yeah. Fine.
I mean, I'm like I said, I'm real happy that he's recording again. I didn't think that was ever going to happen. So it's nice that he's recording again. Apparently original stuff. Just didn't sound like the old Lemonheads.
Yeah.
What would, right?
Yeah. And he has some great songs.
He does.
So it's yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you hadn't heard
right.
some of his earlier stuff,
yeah.
then, yeah.
Yeah. But, well, who knows? Maybe there's good stuff on the way. And like I said, it's great that he's recording again. At the top of that set, we heard He's on the Beach by the Lemonheads from the recently reissued edition of Come On, Feel the Lemonheads. All right, Eric, I believe you have an important public service announcement for us here.
Yes, Rick, I've been meaning to bring this up with you.
I know, it's been weighing on you.
Yeah, it has. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but... And maybe you can guess what this is. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Yes, a ladder. Using a ladder might seem easy, Rick, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders and into the trauma center last year alone, okay? So don't let yourself do that, okay? When you're doing a project.
Okay.
You know, don't do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety and to learn more, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
Appropriate for a Saturday, Sunday weekend.
Yes, a lot of people out doing. Yeah. Well,
know?
So here's the thing. I'm glad that you read that because you spend a lot of time on ladders. No kidding, right?
Every day.
I hope that you're careful. you're the DIY guy. I'm just hiring people to do that because I'm useless when it comes to that sort of thing. But Eric, please do be careful on the ladder. All right.
I'll take it step by step.
Yeah. Well. Thank you for that PSA. Okay. Wow. Maybe we should move on to some more music. Here's Teenage Fan Club with Sparky's Dream.
That never changed. star in the love dimension. We'll be right back.
at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flat to barber shop. I cut your hair.
Some fool, pretend.
Common People here on WMFO. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Whoops. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM and streaming on WMFO.org. I'm Rick. Eric is here with me in the studio, and Mike has just appeared. Mike usually is on from 7 to 9 Saturday mornings, but he got to sleep in a little bit this morning, so he's here now. He'll be doing 9 to 11. I hope you'll stick around to hear him. And as I have said several times this morning, it's been a real treat to fill in for him here this morning. Common People by Pulp was Eric's choice. Excellent choice. You can't go wrong with Common People, right?
One of my all-time favorite bands.
Before that, we heard a new single from Semisonic, The Rope, from their new album, Little Bit of Sun. I mean, that guy, he's been doing it for years, and he can write a pop hook like nobody's business. Before that, we heard Bubble by the, I think they're Norwegian, band I Was a King. And at the top of that set, we heard Teenage Fan Club with their song Sparky's Dream. If you thought that Teenage Fan Club and I Was a King sounded similar, it's probably because they share a producer. All right, so we're going to turn things over to Mike. That's going to do it for Eric and Rick. Eric, any final parting words?
No, thanks. This has been awesome.
Yeah, it's been really a lot of fun. It's been great having you in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks to Mike for letting us have the slot. I'm going to play us out with a little Gary Numan. Have a great Saturday, everybody.
Listening to Spy.